Boomer, in the future, I don't think it's going to be a good idea to have the fake conversation ads right before my ads, because I'm going to want to comment on them, and I don't think that's good for business, and yet I can't let them go. They drive me nuts, make it difficult for me to do my ad. That phony, fraudulent conversation, I just want to unload on someone right now with a triple-gauge shotgun. Do they make, a five-barrel, two-bar, Heckler Klein 440, 90, howitzer, something, Glock thing. Mischke for Homestead Mortgage. I was recently talking to a friend of mine about Homestead Mortgage. Here's how it went. Hey, Dave, what mortgage company will you be going with? I believe it's Clown, possibly Schlock Mortgage. Ought not be doing that, cowboy. Homestead's the way to go. Shut up, you loser. I'll do what I want. You'll do what I say. I'm bigger than you. Ow. That hurt like a son of a bitch, and I'm now going to hit you back. Actually, I'm not going to hit you back. You look menacing. I'm going to punch your daughter. Ha ha. A lot of times people call and complain not just about the use of certain names in ads, like Larry. They call and complain about the violence in Homestead ads. They do not like all the violence in Homestead ads. I usually line them up against the wall and take them out. I mean, take them out. See, I didn't know when I was a kid that I would have a job when I grew up where I could play with all these buttons and make things explode and things like that. I didn't know that you could do ads for a mortgage company where you played with buttons and they never called and said, "Hey, what are you doing? That's not bringing any business our way." Sometimes I wonder what I'd have to do to get Homestead to get upset with me. 14 years, and they have yet to say, "You went a little far in that ad, Tom." And what have I done in these ads? I've claimed that if you don't go with Homestead, you'll get non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I said, if you don't go with Homestead, I'm going to find out where your kids go to school. I'm going to hang out by the playground. You'd think one time they'd call and say, cross the line there. Nope. So, our contest tonight, gang, let's come up with an ad that will go so far overboard, even Homestead will call and complain. Gotta love that company, though. Gotta love that company. The support they give this show is second only to, I don't know, Aunt B's bra, I guess. I mean, the support they give this show is, I think they have single-handedly kept me on board here at KSTP over the years by showing a kind of... Does anybody here, Boomer, anybody here have an account as long... Well, they can't have an account as long as I've had Homestead. They can't. How could they? I've been here, in terms of full-time work, longer than anybody else on the air. Sushiri can't even do ads. I'll tell you the one account I wish I had. You pull our parts. I just think I could go a good decade. Just I could roll for a decade without notes on that baby. No copy points, nothing. Wouldn't even need to hear from the company. Don't even tell me what you do. I don't even want to hear what the company's about. Just tell me the name. You pull our parts, fine. I'll take it from there. Of course, I'm doing a Homestead ad, and you'd think they'd complain about me talking about you pull our parts in a Homestead ad. That's another thing you'd expect them to complain about. Maybe this would get them to get upset. Go with Team Mortgage. I mean, what do you have to do to get a call from these guys? Hello? Hello?
Boomer?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, Boomer.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
I know I can get Homestead Mortgage mad at you.
How?
Advertised mortgage rate starting at 9%.
They've never called. I don't know. Are we on the air? Are we doing a 50,000 watt radio show? Oh my God, we are. For a little bit there, I thought I was an 8-year-old in my bedroom with a tape recorder. Oh, I better get serious then.